Professor Michael Baker's with us, the Saoangahiwi Apanui, also Baden Barber talks emergency housing out of Kahungunu, and John Snook talks about the voluntary bonding scheme. That's what's coming up in Pakiwaha, Māori Issues 2, the 4. Professor Michael Baker, epidemiologist, joins us once again. Now, our country needs a centre for disease control, he says, to prepare for future pandemics, which have the potential to be far worse than COVID-19. That's according to global health and infectious disease experts. In the latest briefing from the Public Health Communications Centre, Why We Need an Aotearoa Centre for Disease Control, Michael and Professor John Crump and co-authors look at the advantages of having a centre for disease control to build the science capacity needed for responding to future pandemics and better manage existing infectious disease threats. Our country's lack of a specialised national infectious disease centre makes us an outlier internationally, according to Michael Baker, who is with us once again this morning. Thanks for your time, Michael. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Well, it does make some sense. What appears to be the barriers to setting up a centre for disease control? Is there the political will to do so?
Yes, well, this will be, I guess, a question for the incoming government to look at. New Zealand actually did have the beginning of a national CDC-type centre in the early 90s, and that was when the laboratory system and epidemiologists were pulled together to create this centre. That finished in 1992, when we had a major health reform, and also we shifted to having Crown Research Institutes. And we, since then, we have had a very effective CRI, that's ESR, that does a lot of these activities nationally. But the difference is that the CRIs are a business model. They have a board. They contract to the Ministry of Health, whereas the CDC model sets up an organisation which has a very broad brief, and it's basically required to go on and basically detect and manage a whole range of public health problems. So it's got a broader remit, and it's got more resources, and it can really take strategic leadership for this sector. And what we find is that at the moment there isn't an agency which is responsible for all of the essential infrastructure in this area, and that's things like integrated surveillance, high-end diagnostic laboratories, all the disease modelling, whole genome sequencing, all the things that we have seen we need during the pandemic, or the science. But particularly, there's no agency that looks after the science workforce, and that's the hardest thing to build up and sustain. And many of the scientists who've worked on the COVID-19 response have basically been pulled in from around the country, and in many cases have donated their time and effort. And now of course, they built up huge expertise, but now they're going back to their day jobs. They're often stopping doing this specialised work now, and some of that expertise will be lost if we don't find a way of coordinating it.
Tēnā koe, you said that internationally we're out of step by not having a structural facility like a centre for disease control. How do we stack up internationally in that regard?
Oh, not well. I mean, most high-income countries have an established CDC-type organisation of various sorts. But it's interesting to look across the Tasman. Australia's in the process of setting up a CDC, a federal one, and they believe after the pandemic that this agency is clearly needed. And I think New Zealand could also follow their example. And one of the things to remember is that, of course, we know that the New Zealand pandemic response was absolutely world-leading. I mean, we've achieved the lowest mortality from the pandemic of almost any country. And so that's very positive. But the slightly downside is that, of course, it took a huge amount of effort in New Zealand, a lot of resources. The whole government had to focus on this one problem for, you know, getting up towards 2 years. And we think you can do it much more efficiently if you have this agency in place that can do all the preparation work. And this means taking a broad approach to things like looking at borders and the science you need around there for what's called biosecurity, and also having things like contact tracing systems up and ready to go. And there are some of the things that New Zealand did set up, but it took us longer than was needed and was very expensive. So one of the benefits of a centre like this, it can basically devote itself to making sure we have those systems ready to go. And if you look at a country like Taiwan, who I think had the most effective and efficient response of any country outside China, they set up a CDC in 1990. They experienced SARS in 2003, and so they really got their systems going very well then for things like contact tracing in particular and quarantine. And they had a really very streamlined response to the COVID pandemic. And I think that's the kind of model we need to have in New Zealand.
Tēnā koe, Michael. Have those advocating for the CDC done some cost analysis here?
No, I mean, we're not really expert in how you would do that analysis. I mean, we're putting forward the concept. And, I mean, many people will be also coming up with other ideas that, you know, the Royal Commission that's looking at COVID-19 is meeting at the moment, and they'll be reporting later next year. And I'm sure one of the things they'll be commenting on will be how we organise the science response. And in particular, how we can do a really great response to future pandemics, but do it in a way that's more affordable and less disruptive. I think everyone would want that. And it's quite possible. And so we can basically take all the lessons we've learned about infrastructure and science workforce and make sure we've got those all those resources in place. And one of the things that I think would make it a lot more efficient to run a centre like this would be to have a distributed model. So you have your core systems in a centre, but you have a lot of nodes around the country, across universities and so on, where you basically have scientists who are doing other work but who are effectively coordinated by this national centre. So we think that would fit the New Zealand situation better, where you can't afford to have all these scientists in one institution. So we think a distributed Aotearoa CDC model would be the way to go.
Tēnā koe, and this obviously charged political climate cost-cutting appears to be a reality. How realistic then this tono to be prioritised?
Well, we think this would be quite an efficient model because it's mainly around organising our current systems better and our scientists and other infrastructure. And over time, we think it may be less expensive to take this approach. But the huge saving is that we would be able to manage future threats better and with far less cost and disruption. So I think that's one of the pluses. The other is that this centre could really focus on all the other infectious disease problems we've got in between pandemics. And really, I think anyone who looks at infectious disease in New Zealand knows we've got some problems that we need to manage. I mean, we've got children getting or newborns getting congenital syphilis. We've got high rates of rheumatic fever. We've got a lot of severe invasive infections that are filling up our hospitals. You know, staph skin infections can turn into septicemia. We've got a lot of other issues we need to sort out. And so this institution wouldn't be sitting around doing nothing between pandemics. It will be working extremely hard to manage these other problems.
Tēnā koe, Michael. Though aspects of the treaty are up for debate and scrutiny in this changing political climate, there is an expectation that all entities have a treaty responsibility. And that would apply to, I'm suspecting, to or expecting, to the CDC. Wouldn't it make some sense to have garnered Māori support for this kaupapa as well? And if that hasn't been done already, do you think approaches like that will be forthcoming?
Yes, look, that's absolutely critical. And I think we're all aware that we're failing our treaty partners at the moment. With the high rates of or the inequities in infectious diseases, and Māori have higher rates of serious infections across the board. We didn't look after Māori and Pacific people well during the pandemic in relative terms, and a disease I do a lot of work on, rheumatic fever, is really a disease now that almost only occurs in young Maori and Pacific people in New Zealand. So we know that the treaty partnership and elements of co-governance will be essential if we're going to solve these problems and reduce these inequities. And I think everyone working in the sector is very aware of that, and that's a critical need. And co-design, we have to work with communities as partners in identifying and managing these problems better.
Tēnā koe. So the kaupapa has been put out into the public domain for discussion. It's a difficult time politically, as we're aware, but what would be the next step here? What are you hoping that this public call for the establishment of a Centre for Disease Control will result in, and what sort of time frame might be appropriate in this regard?
Well, I think it's an idea that's been around for a long time, and I don't think it will surprise anyone that this has been put forward. I think the most likely time frame will be next year when the Royal Commission reports back on how to manage pandemics better in the future. This will be perhaps one of the ideas that will be in the mix. I can't predict what they will decide. I think it's a very good Royal Commission, very smart people involved, and I'm sure they'll be looking at a whole lot of ideas like that. So that may be the next point when this idea is discussed. And I think I'm hoping the incoming government, they are aware of some of these challenges, and they will be looking at new ideas and new ways of responding to them. So I hope they'll be open to these ideas.
Tēnā koe, Michael, and thank you again for sharing some thoughts with our Kei Whakarongo, our listeners today. It's a really interesting kaupapa that will follow in the months, perhaps years ahead. Mauri ora, kia koe, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Thanks very much. Nice talking with you again.